We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 33, Red Winter. Part 1 of 3.
Perimeter. Private Sims, load up Cody in the back.
That one was still moving, Sarge.
What the fuck did you call it?
Cody. Killing Ordnance Deployment Initiative.
Everything's gotta be an acronym. Gave it a name. What next? You gonna give Robo-Arm a rank too?
Yeah, I'm promoting it now.
Oh, sure. It's gonna love the bump in pay.
Must have killed at least 15 of them. It's hard to tell, though, with so many pieces.
With all the sweating we did for that damn vial, you'd think we'd get more.
I'm surprised we got this many. Yermo's been slim pickings. But a few more missions with Cody in the right spots, and we might be able to clear the town.
Yay. I'd be more excited if this place wasn't such a shithole.
You know what? Think of what a few more of those things could do if we deployed them in Barstow. We wouldn't even have to set foot inside.
Yeah, I get it. You did good. They took the bait. You want your 5 credits now or later?
Now. You'll forget later.
Well, I don't have it on me, so you'll have to wait.
Then why'd you offer?
Another trip off base. Another snooze fest.
At least this got you at the office.
But we got no real action. It's all build up, man, no release.
Hey, Private, watch your sector.
Sorry, sir.
Sir? Did you just call him?
Staff Sergeant. I mean Sergeant. Sorry, Sergeant.
Hey, it's all right. It doesn't matter.
What did we get? The freshest bunch off the block?
Well, ever since the cold front in Boulder, everyone's dying to come to California. Even those zombies don't want to be there.
How long you been here?
4 weeks, Sergeant.
Sergeant? Can you count? How many stripes is that?
2?
Yeah, there you go. What's my rank again?
Corporal.
Out Falcon standing. I swear, these shits are getting dumber with every batch. What the hell you doing?
Just checking for ID. They're local.
Sergeant, you may want to come look at this.
Yeah, coming.
You, don't turn around. Look out there. All right, that's your sector of fire. I catch you looking back here again, I'm gonna smack you. There you go.
What? What is it, Sims?
I was loading up Cody when I noticed this. Shrapnel hit.
Gotta bust their balls a bit. Apparently training didn't do it too well.
Well, looky there. Someone parked a little too close, didn't they? I told you to back way further.
Hey, I needed to get a good view. And that's not bad. We can fix it.
The video feed still work?
Private, hand me that remote over there. Live feed. Looks fine. And playback.
Hey!
Works.
Hey!
Yep, parked too close. Gonna cost more than 5 credits to fix that.
Not my money.
Hey!
So what you think they went for? The screaming dummy or the sweat?
I don't know, maybe both. Either way, it's effective.
We done here?
Yeah. All right, Hummers 1 and 2, load up. We're heading back. 3 and 4, cleanup detail. Burn the bodies and report back.
I was gonna write my report when we got back on duty tonight.
This isn't my report.
Oh. It's a personal one, huh?
Yeah, something like that. December 3rd. The UGV, or Unmanned Ground Vehicle, nicknamed Cody, was a success. It took about 4 weeks to get one running and ready for testing. This one was left over from an EOD unit set to deploy to Iraq. You know, it reminded me a lot of Johnny Five, with its tank treads and long arm. Just missing a head and another hand. There are 2 more Codys still at the base, but it'll take some time to modify them and make them work like this one, with the ability to rack carry a dummy, explosives, and the sweat bottle. Tanya's looking into a way of possibly synthesizing something, instead of us having to gather towels during our PT for sweat content, but that may be beyond what she's capable of. And Tanya, when you read this, that's not a slight against you, that's just what we have available. So that's all I have for now. I'll write more later.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Baked mac and cheese, even got the breadcrumbs on it.
Just hurry up. We need to get back on watch at HQ. The team's supposed to come back tonight.
Oh, right, yeah, Kimmett's niche.
Yeah.
You think Captain Long finally found something?
We'll see.
I should have been in that mission.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Where's Carl? He usually gets here before us.
No, he's still in Boulder. He won't be back for a couple of days.
What the hell is he doing up there? He didn't say shit to me.
He was a last-minute addition. They're bringing in more recruits this week, and he's helping pick the medical team.
You asked him to check on your friends while he was up there?
Uh-uh. I'm sure they're busy.
Not that it's my business, but have you talked to them at all since they left?
I wrote a letter a while back. No reply.
It's pretty dead round, you know, third shift. No one's using the sat phone gateway. Not like it costs us anything. And that thing's got like 30 channels anyway, so...
I'm not going to use our comms to talk to my ex-girlfriend. I mean, you know, my friends.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
Yeah, it's not like they've tried to get a hold of me.
You're in a different position than most people up there. I mean, you could if you wanted to.
Well, Carl's got a phone with him. Maybe I'll have him ask around.
Hey, do whatever you want. Oh. Man, that was good. Ever since your friend got promoted, I've been looking forward to dinners.
Yeah. Aren't you glad Kimmett didn't send her up north?
Good cook. Still a shit soldier.
Hey, go easy on her. She's trying.
Lucky she knows you. Anybody else would have been sent to Boulder.
Yeah, well, she's been through a lot, okay?
So's everyone else. But hey, this is working out. Just don't be asking me to, have her watch my back.
Michael?
Oh, great, here she comes.
Don't say anything about the LA mission, okay?
Yeah, Like I'm gonna voluntarily bring up shit with her.
You went out there today, right? Did it work, the decoy?
Perfectly.
I knew it. I told you.
Wait. You said that was your idea.
Well, some of it was.
Bert came up with that part. See, we were in the hospital, and then he put up a bomb in the bag.
Yeah, I get it. I think he told me this story, the old gunny, right?
Yeah, that was him.
All right, you sad sex. You want some bread pudding?
No.
Good. I don't want to carry two.
How you doing?
Better. The new mates are helping.
I wasn't going to ask.
How was the food tonight?
Oh, this? It's great. So, the position's working out?
Yeah, I guess.
What?
Did you ask Kimet about the field team? Did you tell him I was interested?
You just got promoted in the kitchen.
But did you? Can I get reassigned? You said you'd ask.
He didn't seem to like the idea. He wants you here. Look, can you blame him? Puck didn't even make it back to the table before he went back for seconds.
But I don't want this. This is not why I stayed. I want to be out there. I told you that.
Hey.
I'm sorry.
I can't help you right now. I'm not the one that can sign off on it. Listen, I know it's been a while since you had any trouble and you've been doing better, but he's the
one... He listens to you. Can't you just ask?
Hey, I did.
Lefebvre, we need to get this place cleaned up. Come on, I want to go home soon.
Lefebvre!
What I said.
All right, just a minute.
I can't promise anything. But I'll try again. Might take some time. You gotta keep your nose clean here, all right?
Hey, you wanna finish this? I'm stuffed.
Thanks, Michael. I appreciate it.
Sure. No problem.
Appreciate what? God, what'd you do?
She wants in on one of the combat teams.
Like that's gonna happen.
Yeah, I know. I tried to tell her that. It's hard.
Don't feel sorry for her. She did it to herself. Been fucked up since day one. Don't stick your neck out for her.
Hey, she was the only one who stayed around for me. Okay? I do owe her.
What about the bubble lady? She stayed here, didn't she? She stuck around.
Not by choice. Speaking of which, I need to go drop this off before we go in.
What's that?
New book.
Any good?
Yeah, like you read.
Hey, if it was good enough, maybe. Whatever, I'll see you at HQ.
I need to see your...
Hey, there's my badge. It's the same as last time you saw me.
I have to check.
Yeah, I know. Tanya remained inside her quarantine space ever since she was discovered to have a bite mark. She kept herself occupied most of the time, reading books and such, but her isolation started to become a problem after the first few weeks. Although she continued to show no signs of turning, Kimmet insisted that she stayed in there. So to try to make things more comfortable for her, we were able to get a full set of furniture and other amenities. She was given a bed, couch, several chairs, a bookshelf, even a large flat-screen TV. But with all that, she was getting anxious. So I had her assigned to work under me. Every bit of data we collect is processed, gathered, and organized by her. And she's good at it, sometimes spending hours on her laptop, going over the most minute details that we might miss. So her responsibilities grew. And after a very long time, I was able to convince Kimmet to let her have equipment to analyze and compare her own blood against normal unturned samples. Still, at times, she shows signs of cracking. And the abnormal behavior resulting from her isolation is viewed as possible symptoms of her changing. But I knew better. Tanya wasn't changing. She remained herself, just as strong as the day I met her. But she needed something more. And, against my better judgment, I made sure she got it.
I was wondering if I'd get to see you today.
Wow, you rearranged everything in there.
Only took me an hour to go through it.
I thought you had something else that would keep you occupied.
The blood samples? I'm finished with those. And if it was from a biter, I couldn't see the difference.
So you found nothing?
Nope. I can't find out much with what I have. But it's all the same. Whatever's different about their blood, I can't see it. Gave up on it this morning after I got this.
Oh.
You knew, huh?
Yeah. Kimmett decided last night.
Release denied. Again. Like, I don't know how much longer I can keep this up.
Well, unlock the transfer box. I have something for you.
I have this book. I think I gave it to you.
Hey, hey, careful. Don't do that. Open it slowly.
What the? You got more samples?
Yes, shh. Hold it down.
How did you get these?
The mission today, timing was right. There's a full toe, and that's some skin and hair.
No one saw you.
No, not even Puck.
Michael, you shouldn't be taking these risks. What if you caught?
Hey, if there's any way we can prove you're not turning, we need to try.
Thank you, Michael. Oh, wow. Bone and all. Is there anything special I should know? This from a normal run-of-the-mill kind?
Yeah. I don't know if these were smart or not. But they fell for our decoy, if that's saying anything. Whoa. You gonna look at him now? Wait till tonight. If somebody sees you with that...
Okay, you're right. Whew. No one knew whose blood I was looking at before, but they're gonna know these ain't mine. I can wait till after lights out. If I can hold out that long.
Well, in the meanwhile, I guess this'll keep you busy. It's the video record from today, and, you know... few logs from the other teams.
More the same.
Oh, yeah. What'd you expect?
Well, damn. These samples. Nothing different. Nothing unexpected. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad to finally look at what I can up close, but...
But what?
You know how many times I've read the journals from back home. The attacks, their behavior, the places they lived, what people saw. There's been entire days where I just sit here thinking about this stuff. Every time I think I'm close to seeing the why or how, there ends up being pieces missing. Everything that happened back there means something, I know it. But here, all these reports, all the data, it's nothing. Sometimes I think about what we saw in L.A. I don't even know if I believe it anymore.
Yeah, well, some people around here don't. You know, this is what we have here now. Whatever's there is done.
I know. I can see that.
Get over here! Hey!
Listen, I gotta go, but well, I'll be back first thing tomorrow.
Where the hell you been?
Well, I was just...
Get over here.
I can't get the other lines to come up.
Move. I got this.
They have her stabilized and restrained in the back of the Chinook. And they've locked up the other guy, too. Just in case. We'll keep you posted, if anything.
Wait. What was the last part? It's cutting out. Goddamn radio.
What happened?
The California team got fucked up right before pickup. We lost one. One's fine, but Long may be paralyzed.
Who, Captain Long? Kimmett's niece?
Yeah, that's the one.
How far out are they? I'll call Weed. They need to prep for surgery.
They're taking her to Boulder.
What?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Why?
Boulder has a better surgical facility. If there's any chance she'll walk again, she needs to go there.
Did you get that?
Yeah, but if she got attacked...
Both have been checked and restrained.
Sir.
Stay on course.
Irwin's a lot shorter route.
They're already on their way there. No surgeon here could treat that sort of injury.
Look, I already called...
Well, can they even make it that far? Do they have enough fuel?
They'll make it.
Yeah, I'll make sure he knows. Out. They wanted to let you know. They have the map, and Private Grigg is going to call with all the info once they land. After he gets checked out, of course. I called Private Carl Thomas. He's one of ours in Boulder now. He'll head to the airport and receive them. He's got a phone, and he'll give us a call the minute they touch down.
Sir?
Keep me posted if anything changes.
He's a lot calmer after you showed up.
Well, that ain't water in his canteen.
Is he?
Just sit there and be quiet. You warned him about L.A.
At least she wasn't killed.
I don't know. The way they were describing her injury, she ain't out of the woods yet.
What happened to her?
One of them landed on her spine. Not good. Really big, strong one. That's all they know.
Well, did they say anything about, you know, in L.A.? Did they find...
I asked. They didn't find anyone. They went to the coordinates you gave them. Just rubble.
Yeah, thanks.
For what it's worth, the team's map says the naval base is clear. Gives a good route, staging areas, and info on the local ground wells. The port's good to go when Kimmett wants to access the Pacific.
Well, that's great and all, but I think it'll be a while before he decides what to do next.
At least they got the job done.
I'm going home for the night. Call me if there are any updates.
So what now?
They're flying directly from L.A., right? No stops?
They have to. Only where the Chinook can make it that far. Private, get a hold of Boulder's HQ.
All right.
No, not the direct line. Use the gateway.
This thing? I don't even know what that is.
Look, just punch the number in here, all right? Look, it lets us use more lines over the sat phones and secure them. And it gives us a data connection.
Just dial it here?
Yeah, that's it. We only got so many lines, you know?
Listen, tell them to have emergency crews on standby in case they're low on fuel. And while they're at it, watch the exterior when it lands.
You think they might have an extra passenger? Hitching a ride?
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. They like to follow us.
In that cold?
Just tell them. Play it safe.
All right, I'll let them know. Does this look like a duck to you?
No, it looks like a paper airplane.
Man, I followed the directions. Fucking origami.
Oh, damn it. Look, you mind getting past this for me?
All right, but it's the last time.
What time is it? How long has it been?
They should have been there.
Carl, it's Staff Sergeant Cross. Have you had radio contact with the Chinook?
No, not yet.
They should at least be within comm range.
We'll keep checking and let you know.
Okay, it's about 900 nautical miles at the most, right? Here, to Long Beach, to Boulder.
It's this one here, Chinook. Top speed, 170 knots. The fuck is that?
Hang on. Okay, that'd be 5.1 hours. Range of their comms...
If they're not picked up on radio by now, with that much fuel, they're fucked.
Oh, this is not good.
You back?
There's a problem. Something's wrong.
J.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Download the podcast for free on iTunes and Zoom. Keyword, We're Alive. To find out more or purchase the complete first season of We're Alive, go to www.zombiepodcast.com. Starring Jim Gleason, Shirley Jordan, Brett Newton, Christian Vieira, Alan Azoulay, Jono Nepper, Claire Doden, and Amber Kellogg. I'm Michael Swan. Edited by Robert Bradley and Casey Wayland. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Zombie intern Eric Wargo. Line producer Simone Nepper. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.